Hi, Ray. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Congratulations on Quantum Leap. Love the show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
So you've been part of some great projects, HBO's Here and Now, feature films like The Lost City, Top Gun Maverick, which we love, just to name a few. And currently, you star in NBC's Quantum Leap as Ben, the time traveler, who leaps from life to life, righting other people's wrongs, which I love. Now, I noticed that Ben is an optimist, but in season two, he is tested, which I felt it helped his character grow. And I can imagine playing different roles throughout your career has been helpful to help you evolve and just keep learning. What have you learned, if anything, from playing this character?
Oh boy. yeah, I mean, Ben is an optimist, and I have learned from Ben how to stay optimistic. I think that's kind of my disposition anyways. I feel like I'm always ignorant to a situation, and I go into something and I go, I have no idea what this is about, but I'm always up to learn something new. It goes back to anything, music, sports. I'm like, okay, I like the feeling of feeling like a beginner in anything. And then that feeling right when you turn the corner and you're like, oh, okay, maybe I'm kind of good at this. And then that's kind of been my journey my whole life. And so with something like playing Ben, he has to do that in every leap, right? If he finds himself to be a journalist, he has to learn how to be a journalist in 43 minutes, or otherwise he's toast. So I find that's very similar to the path that he and I have both had. And I mean, for me, I get to learn how to operate in different time periods. Whatever was important, if it was maybe if the guy that's playing me is 10 years older than me, they don't know how to use a rotary phone, right? But like, certain things like that, like in the journalism episode, I had to use one of those things where the newspaper files down this way, and I'm sure they don't use that anymore, but you get to learn how to use these things, and those are actually, for me, in a pocket that I love learning things like that.
And it's interesting because I didn't realize, but you've also played a female. You've gone into the life of a female, and I thought that was fascinating. I mean, I loved it because it put you in a
Heels.
completely different
It
gender
put me in
in
heels.
heels. In
That's
heels.
what it put me in. And that's the first thing. If I can ever, now, forever, if I'm leaving a bar and I see a group of women in heels and they're walk, I know that struggle because they've also not that, that they're not only trying to walk home. They've been on their feet all day, and now they're putting on heels. So now I have a brand new respect, and like I also have a cap for how tall I can make my heels when I work too. I'm like, no more than 2 inches, because then I can't work anymore.
Well, thank you for acknowledging that.
Oh, I
Now,
know.
I think it's interesting that you play this character that travels in time. And I'm sort of curious, has that in any way changed your perspective on time or influenced the way you think about life?
It lets me know that everything is everything all the time. Meaning, going back to the 30s, they had the same problems that we had. Or like, the 70s, like relationships were still the same. Now we're just a little bit more complicated with, phones and things like that. But the core of how a person wants to be treated, how they want to be seen, how they want to be heard, that's all still the same. And everybody's always fighting for themselves to be heard. And if you break that down to its fundamental elements that we're all working from a place of fear and insecurity, and then all they need is essentially a hug, whether it's physically or with words. It's like that is universal as human beings. That's universal. Even as animals, that's universal. So to
Absolutely.
know that, like, yeah, historically, I get to learn so much about what happened in all these different time periods. But at the core of it, the reason why I think time travel and stories like ours are so entertaining and people love, they can't get enough of it, is because at the core of it, the universality of love is the prevailing theme.
And I want to actually, I'm glad you said that word, because in the beginning, in season one, Ben appears to have it all. Then suddenly it's all taken away, including the memories of a life, of an amazing life. And in the journey to finding his old self, everything changes. And this is just, it was so, I was, it resonated. It really did. And I am wondering, we all want a happy ending, but Ben is not the same person. So do you think that we'll see a him reunite with Addison, or will Hannah challenge that love? Because Ben is just not the same person, right?
No, Ben has gone through a lot, just as everybody else. In the beginning of season two, we find that there's a 3-year time gap, and they had to basically bury Ben. So they had to say bye-bye to him forever, and now he's back. So everybody is working from that place. And for Ben, I don't know what the happy ending is. You know what I mean? Like,
I love that you said that.
it's like, is going home his happy ending, or is continuing to stay on this path to help people's lives, knowing that, okay, this is my vocation. This is why I was given breath. This is why what I'm supposed to be doing.
It's
Is
purpose.
that now the happy ending for Ben? I think now Ben realizes that relationships and love and these things are things that come and pass, and they're worth giving time to, but maybe he finds that there is a bigger purpose than just himself. And so I think, if we get a season three, we get to explore all that. And I
We
have
better get a season three.
I hope so. I mean, I think we're doing good. So
So on the show, you leap from life to life and you right the wrongs of others. And I asked Ernie this, and I'm really curious about this question. If you could leap into any life and right a wrong in your life, what would that look like? I love that question.
in my life specifically.
In your life. It could be in history. We'll
No,
make
yeah,
any
no, but
history.
I like to make it personal, because when you get into history, you get into some tricky territory. Not to make it sad, but I wish I could have talked to my dad a little bit more. He's not dead, he's just not in my life, but I wish I could have picked his brain a little bit more. You know what I mean? I was too
I
young to,
do.
yeah,
I
I was
do. I
too
lost
old.
my mom in February, and I thought about this question myself, and I had a similar answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, because you
Thank you.
always wish there could be an extra I love you, or maybe and you think about how many moments did you have with them that you just took for granted, and you could have done a little bit more. And I think about that. I think about that with my dad. I think about that with my grandpa. Just these men in my life that, because it's mostly a woman-run family, my whole family. And I just want to know, before all these men went away, what were you like, or what did you have to give to me? But anyway, that's what's great about our show, right? We get to talk about things like this, and it's a very beautiful thing that Quantum Leap is able to put us into.
I love your character. I love what the show is offering us. So I, on behalf of the fans of the show, I thank you. I think you guys are doing an incredible show, and I'm looking for that season three. We need
Thank
one.
you. Thank you so
Thank
much. Yeah, we need one. Like,
you.
we've earned it,
Absolutely. Ray, thank you for your time and sharing that personal story. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your story. And yeah,
Thank you.
hope you have a great weekend.
You too.